heard like a bump, and then tires screeching, and then the impact itself.
This man said he and two coworkers were on duty last Thursday when they heard a crash. A car had plowed into the back of a parked tractor-trailer rig. They rushed to the scene.
We're talking about 13 seconds after impact. Border Patrol was already there.
He said he does not want his name used because he and coworkers often encounter Border Patrol agents in the area where they work as security guards, and they fear speaking about the accident could jeopardize their jobs. At the scene of the crash, one of his coworkers asked a Border Patrol agent,
"Were you guys in pursuit?" And Border Patrol said yes. The agent said yes.
As they waited for the ambulance, he said they spotted a badly injured survivor struggling in the back seat. He said a Border Patrol agent approached the young man and started questioning him.
¿Dónde eres? ¿Eres americano? My dad asking him for his citizenship, and I turned around and I told my partner, I was like, that's disgusting, man. Like, help the poor kid. He's trying to get out of the car.
10 people, including 6 teenagers, were in the Chevy Cruze when it crashed just after 1:30 in the morning last Thursday. According to the El Paso Police Department, which is investigating the accident, 4 of the people in the vehicle were El Paso residents, including the 18-year-old driver. One was from just across the border in Juarez, and there were 5 people from Guatemala in the car. Police did not say if they were undocumented.
This was indeed a human smuggling event.
El Paso Border Patrol Chief Gloria Chavez said agents first spotted the car in an area known for smuggling activity before it sped off. She said another group of agents tried to stop the vehicle as it neared downtown and activated sirens and emergency lights. But in a video posted on Twitter, Chief Chavez said the Border Patrol was not involved in a high-speed chase.
A Border Patrol supervisor monitoring the radio terminated the pursuit almost as soon as it began, due to the high rate of speed of the suspect vehicle and the road conditions.
Border Patrol agents do not wear body cameras. There are cameras along the border, but it's not clear whether those cameras had a view of what happened right before the accident, and Border Patrol has not released any video. Nubia Herrera's 16-year-old goddaughter is among the 7 people killed in the crash that night.
She was so full of life.
Herrera said she thought Liliana Jimenez was home asleep the night of the accident, until she checked with one of her daughters who shared a bedroom with the teen.
And she's like, "Mom, Lily's not here." And I'm like, "What? How come she's not here if I left her in bed?" And she's like, "No, she never came home." And right there, that break my heart big time.
She and other broken-hearted family members say they want the full truth about the circumstances leading up to the car crash that claimed so many young lives. For KTEP, I'm Angela Cocherga.